Yesterday afternoon, Tropical Storm Gaston unexpectedly battered Richmond, Virginia. Meteorologists predicted about 4 inches of rain. Instead, the storm dumped 10 to 14 inches. That's enough water to close parts of I-95, the main north-south highway on the East Coast. The heavy rains caused brick buildings to crumble, cars to float down the street, and left people stranded for hours. Joining us now with an update on how the city is coping is Jeremy Redmond, a City Hall reporter for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. He's with us by phone from his office in Richmond. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
You were at the scene much of today. What does it look like?
It's pretty surreal. Shockville Bottom is in eastern Richmond. It's a popular nightclub spot for the young, especially college students. And it's the fastest growing area of the city. Today, the bottom is just a disaster area. The city has condemned numerous businesses there, including a popular furniture store, La Difference. The area is covered with a thick black blanket of mud that looks sort of like a black bean color. Cars are stacked up on top of each other. You've got a white Ford Explorer, for example, is standing on its front two wheels and resting against a parking sign that warns against parking inappropriately.
Yesterday afternoon, as I understand it, the sun was shining, then all of a sudden.
This was a real sucker punch for the Richmond area. No one expected this. We were thinking of a few inches of rain. Instead, it dumped up to 10 to 14 inches on us.
The water has receded today?
Yes, it has.
Are the roads still closed? What about power?
Areas of the Richmond area still without power. To give you an example of how many roads were closed, a suburb of Richmond, Chesterfield County, had 93 roads closed. The bottom is completely closed. To give you a little more detail, you have roads that are just completely covered with mud or roads that are destroyed. You've got tomatoes and potatoes and eggs and cantaloupes dotting the landscape. They all came out of this Loving's Produce Company warehouse. It's just, like I said, it's surreal.
There were a lot of people stranded during the storm.
Yes, there were. Some harrowing stories. A photographer and I, Bruce Parker, we got past the police tapes this morning and interviewed some of the folks at this Loving's Produce Company warehouse that saw some of their trucks. These are several-ton trucks being lifted up by the water and floated downstream and smashed into buildings. These folks ran up to the second floor through waist-deep water. They were trying to get up there, and were praying to God on the second floor for their lives. They were stranded throughout the storm. There were several stories like that.
Some people weren't so lucky.
We had five people die in the Richmond area as a result of the storm. Two bodies were recovered from Gilly Creek on the edge of the city. The victims had reportedly been part of a human chain of 10 people that formed to rescue someone. And the other eight people were still unaccounted for. In Chesterfield County, a 29-year-old woman was found dead in her submerged car. And then in Hanover County, two bodies were recovered after they had been swept away from two separate locations.
Richmond, obviously not that far away from Washington, D.C. We got a lot of the same warnings. We got a sprinkle. The power of water, everybody takes, the power of water is simply astonishing.
Certainly. It just stunned people. I had a guy I talked to, this was the fleet manager for Loving's Produce Company, that was just astounded by everything. He had a great quote about weathermen. You know, again, they were expecting 2 inches of rain. He ended up with more than 10. And he said that, weathermen were the only ones that could make a mistake daily about their jobs and still keep their jobs.
Well, what about the politicians? The governor, John Warner, has declared a state of emergency. What about the cleanup?
Mark Warner.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah. The cleanup is ongoing. Not only did the governor declare a state of emergency, but the city and surrounding counties have all declared states of emergency. That enables them to apply for federal and state disaster funding. No estimates yet, even on damage. It's so significant and substantial that I don't think they're going to get grip on it for several days. Mm-hmm. But Shockville Bottom, for instance, this eastern part of the city, is still much like it was left. The water's receded, but it's completely closed down.
Jeremy Redmond, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Jeremy Redmond, City Hall reporter for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. He joined us by phone from his office in Richmond, Virginia. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And with us now is Bill Chapman, president of the Hamilton Development Group in Richmond, Virginia. He was stranded in a building when the flood hit yesterday afternoon, and he's with us by phone now, also from Richmond. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
I understand you were at work yesterday when it started to rain. Were you worried at all?
We were at work, and we were told, we had heard on the radio that people downtown should stay downtown because parts of 95 had been closed, and there was a lot of water on the roads, and it was best that we wait until the storm had passed. And within very little time, some water started coming into our business, and we were forced to go next door, which has a second floor to it. And we walked in next door. There was an enormous amount of water coming through, and we immediately had to go up to the top floor. When we looked out the window, the corner of 15th and Main went from about 2 feet to probably 6 feet of raging Class 5 rapid-style water going down 15th and down Main Street. There was a bus and three cars that were at the intersection. Two of the cars were swept away. Another car had a woman in it that was obviously very scared. She sat there for probably 20 minutes wondering how she was going to get out of this as the waters continued to rise. It didn't look very good for her. And the bus driver actually opened one of the windows of the bus and stuck his arm out. She actually climbed out of her driver's side window, scaled across the top of her car. He grabbed her arm and was able to save her by pulling her into the bus. It was unbelievable.
Well, it's extraordinary what people will do in extraordinary circumstances sometimes.
Well, and that wasn't the only thing. There was another car on 15th a little further up that was probably at 95% submerged underwater, and there was someone still in it. Again, that person, I couldn't believe that someone could even be alive in something like that. But there were some people on the side of the road that were able to stand, but they couldn't get into the water because it was moving probably, I would say, 40 miles an hour, and it was so rough that they couldn't enter the water. But there was a construction site next door. Someone revved up a 30-foot backhoe and tried to scoop the car out of the water and couldn't quite get to it. So the operator took the backhoe into the actual floodwaters and was able to get next to the car, and the floodwaters proved to be too much. It swept the 30-foot backhoe right down the river, and I had no idea where it landed.
When did you realize, we had a hurricane through this area last year. When did you realize this was not going to be just your ordinary storm?
It happened so quickly that there wasn't a gradual time to think this through and say, oh man, this is getting worse. We just left our office because some water was coming in, and we just wanted to go next door where there was a bar. We figured we'd wait there and wait it out, and as soon as we walked into that place, within 5 minutes the basement had completely flooded up to the first floor, and there was about 2 feet of water on the outside that was pushed up against the door, and water started coming in there, and we had no choice but to go upstairs. And when we got upstairs and were able to look out onto the street from above, it was shocking, to say the least.
You own two businesses that were in the path of this storm. How are they doing today?
Well, my development company, Hamilton Development Group, has been completely flooded out. It looked like we had about maybe 2.5 feet of water that permeated the entire business. Fortunately, it looks like my computers are still okay because they were on desk level and water didn't reach that high, but there's a significant amount of water damage. I also have a restaurant on 18th Street called Tonic. And we have about 2.5 feet of water in our basement where all of our computer systems are and where we store all of our food and beverage. So it's going to be quite a bit of time, not to mention my car was swept away.
Your car was swept away to boot. This is a story. Well, 20 years from now, you can look back on it and laugh, maybe.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah. You have flood insurance?
That's one of the main things that I think a lot of people are going to be stuck with. This area of Richmond is in a very low-lying area. But about 13 years ago, there was a flood wall built to protect this area from flooding, and at that point, it was no longer considered a flood zone. So most of the businesses down in this area do not have flood insurance, and I don't know that this can typically be called a flood because this was not from a body of water like a river or a lake. This was simply stormwater that Shaco Bottom is in a valley. This was stormwater that just came off of both hills and converged on this one area and just swept the area away. So it's a big question mark now of how that's going to be handled.
Bill Chapman, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Bill Chapman is the president of the Hamilton Development Group, and he joined us by phone from Richmond, Virginia. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.